Happy Sunday, this 25th day of August 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, each and every Sunday we try to have a theme or a main focus, and well, today it's going to be a good one. We're going to be playing your favorite live worship hymns, from Michael W. Smith to Keith and Christine Getty, and also some Gaither music in there as well. So playing your favorite live worship music right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. Well, it's going to be a good one right here on Great News Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, it's the Gettys playing your favorite live worship songs and hymns right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Sanctuary. my days, and I will follow you all of my days.
W. Smith and the Worship Medley right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and well, I hope that your weekend is coming along quite well, and I had a chance to meet some of you yesterday at the Israel celebration that we had, hosted by Great News Radio, of course, yesterday, and had a great time, had a great opportunity for some fellowship and some food and so forth, and we also had a chance to go to Arthur as well. My wife and I, we picked up some food and kind of stocked up on some stuff as well. So we're having a great weekend, and I pray the same is for you as well. And as mentioned before, we are playing your favorite live worship songs and hymns as well, including this one from Michael English. It's called I Bowed My Knees and Cried Holy.
I dream of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried holy. The angels all met me there. Carried me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw. Then I said, take me to Jesus. So he's the one who died for Mark.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of Kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise when God ran. The day I left home, I knew I'd broken his heart. And I wondered then if things could ever be the same. Then one night, I remembered his love for me. And so down that dusty road ahead, I could see it was the only time. It was the only time I ever saw him run. And then he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, I felt his side. Do you know I still love you? He caught me by surprise.
Yes, he did.
And he brought me to my knees when God ran. I saw him run to me. I was so ashamed, all alone, and so far away. But now I know he's been waiting for this day. I saw him run to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, "My son's come home." From my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, I felt his love for me again. He ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son."
I want you to reach over right now to the person who's next to you, and I want you to take them by the hand, if you could do that. Because the three of us are pastors and ministers, and we recognize when the Holy Spirit is moving in an audience. You may be in a lonely bedroom somewhere, hotel room. You may be on a plane. The Spirit of the Lord is coming to you right now. It is not His will that any should perish, but all come to repentance, to be joined together. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Friend, if you want to find out more what it means to be a Christian, or what it means to be a child of the one true King, that is God, I encourage you right now, if you're listening to this program, no matter where you're at, if you just came across this program on the radio dial just now, it's no coincidence whatsoever. To find out more about having a relationship with Jesus, just call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. And that, my friend, is the love of a father. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you today as part of your weekend, part of your Sunday. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org.